Welcome to Amplifying Voices, where we share the stories of people sparking change in our communities.
We center the voices of people who are LGBTQ+, Black, Indigenous, and people of color. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Ray.
Today we have the gift of speaking with Jess Wright, a creative storyteller, poet, mender, and community organizer. He's queer as hell. She's Black as heaven. They're a vibe called Jess Wright.
Thank you, Ray. That introduction feels very validating. I want to tell you a little bit about myself in a rhyme that I say often. Ya ate echlene ah, oh she speak dene. English is for mind control, got language in my veins. Gama te siente te, escuche me, I'm Black. I'm Mexican, I'm African, Indigenous, these the facts. Existential and terrestrial, I'm on a higher plane. I know who created you, but you say yo no sé.
Jess, how did you come to embracing art and herbalism?
My earliest memory is my grandma grabbing what looked like grass and spitting on it because I got stung by a bee, and then putting it on my arm. And I was like, ew, stop! And I was like throwing it off my arm. And she's like, baby, I'm trying to help you. This is medicine. And I'm just like, I'm not that stupid. Like, you cannot just like spit on some grass and put it on me. And she was just like, you know, she was always so patient and talked to me, like, you know, gave me so much credit. And she's like, I'm telling you the truth. This is plant medicine. And put it on me, and then like later on, talk to me about it, would have me write about it. Like, she was a teacher, a professor. She knew how to teach me something.
I know you have a lot of passion for connecting other people with herbs. Could you share more about that?
I am doing herbal consults and providing a beautiful safe space for anyone. You know, I want to be accessible, and I want to spread the herbal knowledge that has been given to me. I feel honored to be able to give it back to people who it belongs to. Sometimes it blows my mind when I think about people, instead of seeing it as just what belongs to all of us, they're seeing it as something that I have that I can give them a little bit of. And that makes me so sad, because I can give you everything, but it's not mine to give. It's yours. People come to me in an existential crisis because they know they're coming back to the earth. They know they're coming to their self, and they know it looks like me. And that, it doesn't matter what they look like. Like, it's a hell of a mirror to be a trans Black herbalist that's letting you know that this is a part of you too, whoever you are.
How does your storytelling work weave into your practice of herbalism?
The storytelling of the plant knowledge has been the key to survival for all of us. And the relationship with plants, which is herbalism at its core, has been what has kept us on this planet for as long as we've been around. When I do herbal consults, people come to me and they tell a story, and it's their personal story. And that's woven into the next person and the next person and generations of survival on this planet.
How can people support you and your work?
Out of the demise of Remedy House, there's a beauty that is the BIPOC group of people who have come together and are creating and are putting their practice together to create space for people to have not only herbal knowledge, but access to body work and access to care. They can be supported by Venmo and by Cash App at Earth Collective.
How can people get in touch with you?
So my website, jesswright.com, I like to take herbal consults from there, but really I'm accessible through Instagram. My email is thewrightjesswright@gmail.com. I mean, if you see me, bump into me, and you got a question, I'm telling you that I will give you the knowledge that belongs to you if I have it. So that's a sacred promise to community.
Thanks for listening to Amplifying Voices. For the full interview, photos, and more, visit peoplesparkingchange.org.